Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. All right, there we go. Hey, everybody, good to see you. This is another great interview on season three. I'm here at Vertigo. If you guys on Rap
What's going on,
Pass
Scott?
are known, Vertigo's really big. He's really huge and he's dominating everything. And we're gonna be talking a lot. And by a lot, I
Yeah,
mean literally a lot. So,
discuss a lot of shit.
welcome. Welcome. I'm so happy to have you.
Yeah,
Finally.
that's cool. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so excited. We have lots to talk about. Firstly, let's talk Rap Pad. Now, I'm not gonna get into your history, more of your
Yeah,
accomplishments.
that shit's embarrassing for real. Like, it's like shit I used to say.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong, which is why we're not going to get into all that. It's all about music. So, firstly, if anybody pays attention to charts, you know, like I do sometimes. Vertigo made, like, he made history, I believe, with a song called "I'm Sorry What." I'm Sorry What. The year hasn't even ended yet, and it got over 500 props. It got 519 props on the song. It is the number one
Sir.
song across the platform. It's been number one since you released it 4 months ago. So it's the number one recording song on the platform. So congrats on "I'm Sorry What." That song is really good.
Yeah, thank you so much, bro. Yeah, I made that song. I remember, Yes. I remember, like, Yes. Big shout out to Yes. Like, bro literally made my, like, rapping shit. Cause, like, I don't know where I would be without that guy. He was like, "Yo, maybe try to experiment with some different shit. Send me it and I'll tell you if it's on beat." And I'm like, "I bet." I had recorded that song 3 times until he told me, "Yeah, it's decently on beat." And then I had posted a snippet and I had used my friend's edit and shit. And people were like, "Yo, I fuck with this," cause I, like, up pitched it and shit for, like, an edit. And yeah, I didn't really recognize it as a good song at first, but then I kept listening to it, like in the file and shit. And I was like, "Yo, it's pretty hard, not gonna lie." And then I posted it, and it got like a little bit of attention type shit.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. You were all over Rap Pad. I didn't believe you until I looked on the like the hop like the top 100 raps, and I saw your name. I'm like, what?
Yeah, bro.
I mean, what is that? Let me see. That can't be right.
Yeah.
And not only do you have the number one recording song on the platform, but you took up the top three spots of Rap Pad. You took the top three with TF, He Said, and Fuck Your Game. So that's
Yeah, the Fuck Your Game one. It was like an 83 open I had found. 83 Hades. He inspired my spot, like sound a lot and shit. And I personally know him too. And I'd found one of his opens and I'm like, "Yo, shit, this is kind of hard." And I noticed it wasn't copyrighted. And so I just, like, hopped on it and it was, like, really, really good. Like, at the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really sick. That's really sick. Well, props to that. That's really cool. And I think "I'm Sorry What's" the song of the year. I think that's the song of the year.
I don't see anybody else's song going past 500 at this point.
Yeah, hopefully not. I want to stay clear of competition for now.
True. Gotcha. Now let's take a look at your Instagram. I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna look dead at it, but you posted.
I low key post so much cringe shit, and I love people thinking I take it seriously. Instagram is one of those things where, like, I just post for fun. I post weird shit. I literally posted on my Instagram today. It was a tweet that I posted, and I hold up. Let me read the tweet real quick. It was one of those tweets where I wasn't thinking. I literally said, "When I'm older, I'm getting a black cat and naming that motherfucker Giga Chad." And I don't know. It's just one of those things where I just like post for fun.
I love that. I love quotes. I love that shit. I love it.
Yeah. Most of the shit posting you can find on my Twitter, to be honest.
Oh, I'm gonna definitely look into your Twitter more often then.
But
I need to anyway. I don't even use my Twitter anymore.
Low-key, I only use it when I'm tweeting. Like, sometimes I join, like, voice rooms and shit to, like, promote music, but that's basically it.
Exactly. Like, it's hard to do anything with Twitter that you can't do on Instagram. Like, it's hard to see what's unique about it.
Yeah, like, unless you've blown up on Twitter, you can't really have fun with it. Because, like, I blew up on Instagram, mainly. And, like, SoundCloud and shit. So, like, it's hard for me to find Twitter interesting when, like, I'm more popular on Instagram anyway.
Yeah, for sure. But I still enjoy the funny parts of it, so at least you have that.
Yeah.
At least you have that. So you posted a snippet, it was a few days ago, and it was really cool. I even liked the cover of the snippet.
I make all my own now.
What?
Like, literally, all my popular songs, I made the art, basically.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool.
On the Fuck You Say, on In Tokyo Drifting, all those songs, I made the art for.
Really?
Yeah, like, some of my biggest songs. And, my song, I Smoked Weed to Throw the Parks, I know, weird name. But I made the cover art for that, too.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I took the picture for it. There isn't much art for it, but yeah.
It still rocks, and I fuck with the snippet. So do you have anything you want to say about it? Because I know how artists feel about snippets, so...
My snippet, yeah, that I originally did not want to post that. It got, I posted it first, but I didn't actually originally post it on that post that it was from. It was my last full Instagram post. That, I added it after that was posted, because, someone from my group chat or whatever, leaked it to this, like, community, whatever, and they sent me a, like, collaboration request for the post, and I'm like, alright, whatever, I mean, the song is coming out in a day, so I don't really mind, so I just, like, accepted the request, and then I released the song.
Well, thank God you did, I'm really excited to, you know, see it. You have a lot of content, so it's going to take me a while to even look at everything.
Yeah. To be honest, when I was more free and I didn't have to, like, use a phone to record my shit, but, like, when my mic still worked, I was making songs every single day, and I was, like, scrolling through YouTube beats and shit and, like, hitting up my producer, like, yo, are we able to cook up something today? And, like, sometimes it would work, sometimes it wouldn't.
I totally fuck with that, and this, it's really cool how much songs you put out. Like, how does your whole process with the release of songs work? Like, do you have a general process you do with songs, or...
I usually make the art first, and then I find a beat or whatever, I have a beat made, and then I, like, write my lyrics, record my stuff, and then I get it mixed and all that stuff, but yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And do you do all of it by yourself, or do you recruit, like, producers and engineers to aid you?
I have a couple producers. I have my homie Tree and Beats, and I have a couple of other producers on, like, group chats and, like especially, like, Instagram and shit. But, yeah.
Oh. That's really cool. What props to that? I totally I totally respect it. And I mean, apparently it's working because, you know, you're making hits. So,
yeah.
Apparently it is working. And you are unbelievably popular. Like, it's unbelievable, like, how many people enjoy you. Like,
yeah. I mean, to be honest, SoundCloud rap, it's just like that. Once I found, like, the SoundCloud rap thing, I just took advantage of it, I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you were running up the hill with it. And look how much you've blown. Like, 2 hours ago, you put a song with a 503 Nobody, Ghost, and it already has, like, over 100 plays. Same thing, six hours ago, you posted OTL Breezy, Keto Diet, with Sicko, and that...
Yeah.
That's 3,000 plays, and...
Well, no, I just reposted that, but, again, like, my homie Yaz, he made the art for that, like, you know, I just, like, really admire, like, what Yaz does and stuff, so, like, whenever I see, like, a cover art by Yaz, like, even sometimes, like, prods or whatever, oh, my cat's here, I always, like, repost it and stuff.
Aw, cute cat.
Yeah, my cat Rosie. If I could turn on the camera, I would. Like, I'm in the complete pitch black right now, but yeah.
Well, you have to. You promised your mother you'd be quiet, so you have to be dark. Right? A cute cat. I'll envision.
If I can camera correctly, I'll show my cat right.
Gotcha. I'll just envision. Oh, never mind.
Hold up. I'm gonna just like flip it the other way. Never mind, my cat ran away.
That's okay. I'll just
my cat's wild.
I'll just envision the cat then.
It's my cat. Sometimes I post her on Insta and stuff, but yeah.
Oh.
I don't know how to like flip the camera on Discord. I don't really use it often.
That's okay. That's okay. That's the thing though. Most people don't even know what the hell Discord is. Especially older people don't know what.
A lot of people don't. Yeah.
But
yeah,
Discord should be paying me. I was the one that made the boom in Discord users because my
oh god,
an option. Like, I make the interviews an option to put on Discord, and I have gotten a lot of people to join Discord. They should be paying me like $10 an hour just by putting people on Discord.
Oh god. Dude, that's the thing. I remember I was thinking, oh, we can do this on Zoom, and I was like trying to figure out how to make a Zoom. It's, like, so difficult. I don't know how... like, last time I did an interview, it was on a Zoom. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do offer Zoom, but... You know, Zoom's a lot. I mean, Zoom, you have to have a specific link, and you have to remember everything, and you... And it's just so difficult, which is why Discord's, like, all-in-one. Like, I can text you.
Yeah.
Like, while I'm talking to you, I can text... Well, you can do that anyway in real life, but I don't have to go to...
Yeah.
I don't have to go to Instagram and do, like, different things. I can just go right on the Discord app and just text you if, you know, at the same time this is happening or anything's happening.
Yeah. So, like, back to, like, my thing of, like, taking advantage of SoundCloud rap. So, I'm looking at my insights right now. In 2021, I had 136 total plays. And then as soon as I started, like, taking music seriously by recording... Boom, 65,243 plays in 2022.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, like, insane. The amount of engagement I get from, like, basically just doing what I like. And, like, what I like to hear.
Oh, yeah, for sure, absolutely. And the big part was that you grew up, like...
Yeah.
Like...
I joined Rap Hat when I was 8.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
But I remember you, like, people, like, you were a jokester, and I remember you because, I would visit your profile. I don't think you and I talked in the past, but I would see you, I would see you on Rap-Head. And I was like,
yeah, at that point, I was like very dumb. I was like, I don't know, like, I didn't really fully process the internet. So I was basically trying to become most of a joke as I possibly could until people stream my music. And it didn't really work in that point.
I kind of knew that. Because jokesters don't last. Like, And but you had, you know, yeah, like, you had real potential in your music. I was just waiting for you to wake up and take your career seriously.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for that. And
like I remember one of the people who was a jokester for most of their rap act career and then took music seriously and didn't work. Cynic666. I remember he was getting constantly banned and he was like, yo, I'm gonna take music seriously. And then he like kept trying to become a joke and then he just like basically fell off rap head. And basically everything.
Oh yeah, that's another example. That's another one. But he and you are different. Like, you're still active, you're still on there. He's nowhere to be found as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Pretty sure his Instagram and Discord got banned too.
Oh damn, wow.
Yeah. My old Instagram got actually everything. My old everything. My old SoundCloud, my old YouTube, my whatever. That all got hacked by Dr. Nova. It sounds so crazy, but he had made an alt. And he just like basically fucking hacked my Firefox firewall and stuff because I didn't have a VPN at the time. And he basically just stole all my account information from saved passwords. And yeah, he got access to all my shit.
Oh god, I'm so sorry. But
no, it's fine because actually it motivated me to become better and then I started making better music. And then now I got 2 times the stuff that I had before because I had like 1900 Instagram followers. Now I got 2700. So like, I don't really mind.
Well, I'm glad for that. And it was crazy how insane his whole rampage, because his rampage started from people don't know this, but it started with me. I was kind of part of his whole start rampage kind of thing.
Yeah,
I don't know if you knew that already, but I was kind of the start in the beginning.
Dr. Novum, actually one of the newer members, Ocean, he had recently deleted his account. He reminds me a lot of Dr. Nova. He got like super triggered easily and went into like a man rage over children, and that's like, and it just reminds me so much of Nova.
Well, no, there's a difference with him, and I saw what happened. Actually, what was different with Dr. Nova, what people don't know is that me next Apollo actually started. So I don't know if you watched the interview where we roasted Dr. Nova for like 10 minutes. we roasted Dr. Nova for 10 minutes. He comes on Rap Head saying, oh my god, what is happening? These two badasses. And he wanted to battle me. And I was like, I hate battling. I'm sorry if y'all are battle rappers, but I just don't find the nature of enjoying it. So I didn't.
Same. Like, I have like battles that I won, but I don't really enjoy it that
I
much.
Don't. It's stupid. And I only have two. And the only reason why I did those two was to just be nice to the person. One of them was my friend, and he just said to just do it, just to do it. So I just did it. And then after that, I didn't do another battle again, and I didn't enjoy it. And I couldn't believe Dr. Nova. He was so sensitive. We were just playing. We weren't even roasting badly. Like, we were just joking. Like, we were literally joking, mm-hmm. You know, on the podcast. And he just went all out, and then that's when his rage started to build up and, you know, lead to, you know, banning, and then that stupid site he made, that was annoying too.
Yeah, the rap ad copy.
Yeah, he even put my podcast on there, which had a tacky
design. What the fuck?
It had the tacky design, and, well, the whole thing was tacky, but why'd you put my show there seriously?
Yeah.
I already have my show on 20 different platforms.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure with my label and stuff that controls that, I have, like, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, like, you know, all that stuff. You know, I think some of my stuff is even on Snapchat. I don't know why, but it is.
Well, that's really good for a new artist to have that set up. I really like your Spotify. That was really cool. You got a pretty good amount of listeners, and you even verified, so that's pretty good. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I have 15 monthly listeners. I really need to like run that up. But yeah.
You have 20 now, so that's a good start.
Oh yeah, 20. Yeah, that's good. That's good. But yeah, if I get more like of a Spotify fan base, I could hopefully get like a couple thousand or whatever.
And you will. Especially when this drops, because as you notice, a lot of people are tuning in more. I'm gonna promote you like crazy, and you'll be everywhere. So you won't have any problems getting anything. You won't have problems finding anybody to listen to your music.
Gosh, you baby. Another person I'd like to discuss is Gensel. You know who that is, right? Yeah. Like Gensel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was like the start of my rap head. And I had told him I was 11 at the time I met him, but I was actually 8. And it was really funny because I remember we had collabs and stuff, and we had this dude fucking Yappa. And we were like constantly beefing with whoever we saw and shit. And it ended up actually getting us respect there. Until like, of course, my inevitable downfall, but like, stuff. But yeah, it's fun.
Oh shit, I'm sorry. Did you hear that?
Yeah. It's alright. Yeah, that's the song that blew up on SoundCloud, basically. It has, like, 14K.
Oh, exactly. I'm sorry. I was trying to close out of the slide. I was actually messaging you before this on Rap Head, so sorry.
Yeah, it's alright. Hold up. I'm gonna look at the, like, the total plays for that on SoundCloud. Okay, but it isn't updated yet, because it literally hit 14K today, so I'm gonna check it real quick. Like, that song I was promoting like crazy. I have it on like 7 or 8 stories on my Instagram. I don't know. I was like constantly using the audio for some reason.
No.
To like try to run it up. And I was like begging people in like Instagram group chats to like comment on it and shit. And I ended up getting 56 comments and I'm like, yo, that's dope. And like my comments are filled and shit now. So, oh shit, I still need that. Okay. It has 14,021 plays, so it's like almost exactly
14. That's really good. Props to that. That's really good.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to promote it as much as possible until it gets like 20K, like 100 some comments, and like 1,000 likes or some shit. I don't know.
Well, you should. You definitely should. You definitely should. Or just make more songs, you know. Hopefully we'll get an album someday. Which I was actually about to ask you.
I have a couple albums.
No.
I have, hold up. I'm gonna check out like my albums, like how many I have. Some of them were literally just shit posts that I wanted to make into EPs, cause like why not? So like I have a Sigil Core EP called I Don't Love You / Vertigo. And then I have one called Kill Yourself. I don't know why, I just randomly made that title. I have a 66 EP, Caution, which was an actual album that I made. Legend, which was the one which, I'm sorry, what came out of. And Midnight, and my Reckless EP with Gensel, and yeah, and I Believe in Vertigo Supremacy. That was my first album, and I deleted literally 20 of the songs off of that.
I feel you. I got rid of 2 of my albums, you know. I deleted them.
Wow.
That's okay.
I delete a lot of my music often so I can like have more storage and shit, because a lot of the old songs have like 20 plays and I'm like, nah, I don't need that. So I just like delete it and just keep the recent shit.
As you should, if they're not getting as much, you know, listenership, just put them in the vault for now.
Yeah.
Just put it away. It'll resurface soon. Maybe in the future you'll collab with somebody or you'll re-release it in some type of way.
Yeah, I have a second account called 616105. It's an account I made with Gensel. And it has, like, I'm pretty sure, like, 15 people that run the account. And we just, like, constantly post people's music and shit.
Oh. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And before we need to talk about the name, because I know you wanted to shout out Yez again for your name. So
Yeah, yeah. He also helped me with the name and shit. I remember I was his Vertigo, like the normal spelling. And then I hit him up and I was like, yo, I need to make this like OG shapeshift. And he's like, how about you try the spelling VRTIGOH? I'm like, damn, I fuck with that. Like, hold up, let me find it in the chat, because I'm going to search it in our Instagram chat real quick. Because, like, I remember, because, like, we were just, like, discussing my name, because there's, like, too many people named Vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Well, yeah, he gave me, like, three options, and I just, like, chose VRTIGOH.
Well, thank God.
It was, like, actually really cool.
Well, that, what the fuck? I can't even talk right now. That's really cool. You know, props to Yez. I interviewed him a while back, and that's the first time I ever heard him.
Yeah, I remember I saw that. That's when I was like, yeah. That's like the time I like really, really wanted to get an interview by you, like when I saw like the one with Yez.
Really? I didn't know that you watched me. That's the other thing too, is I didn't know you knew me and watched me, like I didn't know you.
Yeah, dude.
That was kind of like, wow, you really listen to me?
Yeah. I have another interview. It's like really, really old. I also look super light-skinned in it and shit. It's if you want to look it up, it's just, I'm pretty sure it's just called the Vertigo interview. It's before I had my name.
Well, is it with Sam Clay or is it with someone else?
It was someone else. It's a different, like, people I knew on Instagram and shit. And, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, like, ZGW? I don't remember the name, but it was something like that.
Oh.
Okay, I almost lost the call for a second. My bad.
Siri. No, no worries. I had to turn off my stuff anyway. So... No worries at all. But I'm glad you enjoy it. I've had a lot of people on the show. So you're just, you know, pods that are cream of the crop.
Yeah. Yo, shit. Another like big inspiration to my music, like a while really back, is I used to listen to Kamiyata a lot. And like Cash Dami. I used to listen to people like that. And I was like, yo, I really fuck with like trap beats and shit, and like Omen XII, him. I really like fuck with his music too. Fucking LED, like introduced me to like No Melody type shit, and like XXXTentacion, people like that.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, I try to make my music OG, but I also try to make it. I don't really like to like fit in a subgenre. I like to have my own shit, but I like people. Like, people that were around in this, like, fucking SoundCloud era, they were like, yo, this reminds me of the SoundCloud era. And, like, I remember one of the comments, and I'm sorry, what, was, oh, this reminds me of the SoundCloud era music. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's really good, so I'm gonna keep making this type shit. And that's basically what I did.
Well, that's really amazing. And you've had such an inspirational come up, which is really cool. Props to that. Like, that's really amazing. And I admire that. I admire that a lot.
Yeah, shout out to all the kids who are still fringe, but hopefully will find themselves one day.
I'm hoping they don't have a startup like you did. Like, hopefully you guys don't grow up to be a cringy and then a serious artist. You need to, like, start up serious, and then when you're 51 years old, then you start to get cringy.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I really hope some of the people that are starting music don't start out like I did, because I got clowned constantly and shit.
Yeah, you did. Starting it was funny, though. I'm not gonna lie. I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, some of it was really funny. Some of it was funny to me, too. But, like, yeah, some people wouldn't be able to maybe handle it and maybe would quit rap type shit. So, like, that's the type of thing. I always, like, convince people, don't, like, purposely be cringe, because it won't work. Publicity never really works, especially when you're starting young. But, like always, you know, try to keep your ground, but also don't take yourself too seriously.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's another main problem why, you know, artists and their whole career, some of theirs fall apart because they don't allow flexibility. They don't allow themselves to be spontaneous. So instead of being spontaneous, you're... You know, you're not exactly they're the opposite of what you said. They're the complete opposite.
Yeah, and like a lot of where my support came from was like people IRL and shit. Like, and again, I've never done a show. Like, hopefully I will one day, like when I gather enough of a fan base where people actually show up and stuff. But like my friends and shit, they were like, yo, you can keep going with this music stuff. And then my friends would help me like to rap on different beats and stuff. Like, I don't know. My friend had sent me a video of like Juice WRLD freestyling with Ski Mask, and he was like, this is us for real. And I'm like, yo, that's kind of true. Cause like I used to just freestyle with my friends.
Oh, cool.
Like until I got better at it, especially.
Definitely. And I'm really proud that you like grew up and, you know, now you got this whole fan base. Now you have a lot going on. Which I also wanted to talk about, you know, because obviously after today you're gonna be out in the world doing your thing your whole life. So, you know, what's coming? What's on the way from you? Like, what can we look forward to in the future?
Definitely more music. I'm gonna try to like push it as much as I can. With stuff like music and stuff, and I'm going to try to release as much as possible. I'm going to try to not delete too many songs because I know people like some of my old songs. So, like, I'm going to keep some of them. But I'm also, like, releasing more music. I might be making art for people because there's, like, certain people. I'm doing art for free until I, like, get really good at it. So I might be doing, like, a ton of cover art for people.
Wow.
So
what got you into art?
Basically, I just have, like, my style, I guess. I just, like, I like to make, like, VHS like style art, but like it's kind of OG. It's kind of have like that grunge SoundCloud looking shit. Like hold on, I'm gonna send you an example. It's the fucking say art. I'm done that shit real quick. This is like one of those arts where the whole song the fucking say was literally made in 20 minutes over a call on Instagram. We were just like making the lines as we go, and we were like, yo, this is hard, and then we just kept going. Until we had a full song, and then we just released it.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, I wasn't really thinking when I made it. At first, when I made it, I'm like, this is ass. And then when I released it in the morning and I listened to it, I'm like, holy shit, this is fire. The art that I just sent you was literally made in 5 minutes. And, like, that's the shit out.
Alright.
I remember I'd use poster on my wall, Canva, and like other things at the same time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. Alright. I'm getting into an awkward space, so I actually wanted to ask about your beginning, because I'm curious to know, a while ago you said you joined rapping when you were 8 years old, so were you always a musical person? Or was music, you know, something you learned about?
So, yeah, that's the thing. I was at this summer camp, and I'm not even playing. And I was surrounded by teens basically my entire life, so I never really fit in with, like, other, like, really young kids and shit. So, like, I was, like, hanging out with the counselors, and I was like, yo, can I show you this, like, written thing I made as a joke? About, like, this one kid, I don't know, it was, like, some shit that got me, like, kicked out of school. But it is what it is. I'm making more money than the teachers now, but it was, like, one of those things. And they were like, yo, that's a little bit good, maybe you could work on it. And then, like, I went home and obsessively started writing on beats that I found on YouTube, and I'd write it in a notebook. And, yeah, that's basically where I started out. And then I looked up rap sites, and I found BandLab, I'd found Rap Fame, and I had all these things. But Rapad was the one that I liked especially because I found the most artists. And that's basically where it started, I guess.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense now. That's an origin story.
Yeah.
Now that is a true origin story. that makes a lot of sense now. You know, seeing everything put together, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes. Yeah. Shit. Oh my god, I remember my parents got so fucking mad at me when I got kicked out of school. Because of the, like, rap shit. And shit was so funny,
I can imagine that. Your parents, they sound like a lot. I mean, you were just telling me before that your mom found out you had SoundCloud Pro. I mean, you deleted it off.
Now, see, I don't blame her for that. But, nah, that's not really a struggle with my mom. My mom, she just doesn't like me making music in general, so she just, like, tries to make me not do it. And, like, right now, she's downstairs, and I'm making sure she does, like, not come up here and shit. But,
so, does she know you make music, or is it a secret?
No. Yes. See, I don't think it's really possible to have it a secret. If you've listened to my music, I do a lot of screaming ad-libs and all that shit. And sometimes your boy don't gotta wait until my mom goes to school and shit. I mean, not school, fucking work. And, like, sometimes my mom hears it, and she's like, oh my god, that's so demonic, because she's an Italian white lady who grew up in church, so, like, of course she's gonna find it demonic. But that's basically it, and my dad, he fully supports my shit. Like, my dad had sent me a video of him bumping my shit at work with his friends and shit. And that basically motivates me to make songs a lot.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I hope I don't get in trouble. I hope she knows that we're doing this. Because if she finds out...
Yeah, she does.
Thank God. I hope you know. I hope you're not that kind of guy.
Yeah. You're going to hear me in the interview getting fucking
come
beat on.
Come on, it's me. You're going to get beat on it. It's me. I mean, now the only people I will not beat on is older folks and girls. Those are the only two.
Yeah.
Those are the only two I'm not going to do it to. Other than that, you.
Loki, I be roasting myself sometimes so people can't use it against me. Like, I look like the fucking kid from the Jungle Book. It's true, though. I literally look like that.
I don't see a resemblance in your face.
Yeah. It's like that other shit, too. Like, I don't take offense when, like, rap had and shit. It might seem like I'm mad, but I'm not. I'm just sitting behind the computer, like fucking, like, like, sitting there, like, fucking SpongeBob laughing at, like, fucking grown-ass men.
Now, that I know. I can tell. And besides, I was in the group chat for 2 days. You know, before it got boring.
You got kicked. You got fucking booted.
I don't really care for it because it was boring. Like, for me, it was boring.
In the beginning, it was. Now, they're actively talking in there right now. I have it on Do Not Disturb right now. But they're, like, fucking blowing it up. Especially MG. MG, I don't fucking know.
Oh, he's another one I gotta put on the show, too. That's another one I gotta do in the future.
Also, like, one of the artists from the group chat, and that makes me, like, love that group chat and chat and shit, fucking Big Res. Like, even though we made him a meme and shit, we do like that guy. Like, he's really, really cool. I actually hit him up, and I was, and we have this thing, like, if you're noticing that, like, whenever we're saying the N-word, we say nigga instead of the actual, like, pronunciation of it, like, with two E's and shit. We're making fun of the way he used to pronounce the N-word when he, like, still said it and shit. And he had a song called Two Broke Niggas, and it was like, fuck, I'm gonna just play it. I don't really know. I'm gonna promote Big Rest right now. Fucking, we made so much meme out of this song, bro. Hold up, I was in some fucking horror movie. I downloaded an illegal horror movie. I accidentally had it wrong. I actually have a fucking YouTube in there, bro. Alright, hold up. Let me look this
up. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm torn because it's like, I cannot believe he used to pronounce the N-word like that, and I'm like, oh god, are you kidding me?
I'll show you right now that he dead ass just pronounced it like that.
No, I believe you. You don't have to worry. I believe. I mean, I.
All right.
Oh god.
This shit was funny though. Yeah, shout out to Big Russell. I hit him up and I said, let's collab, my Nika. And he said, really? And I said, yeah, send me an open. And I'm still waiting for this man to send me an open. You might get a Big Russ vertical.
I'm looking forward to that. I mean, you both have been on the show now, so or at least one. I don't remember if he was on the show or not. I don't know. I don't remember half the people. I'm just kidding. I remember everybody. But this was a while ago, so I would have to, like, go.
Yeah, he's on, I'm pretty sure Sinclair.
That's it. Maybe he did and I didn't do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, I am non-competition with Sinclair. I am non-competition, and we talked about it, too. I am non-competition. Oh, yes, I did interview him. Yep, I did. Yep, I did.
The Big Rest interview.
I have to remember, because I met him a while ago. Fun guy. Get it? It's funny. It's cringy, but I like the joke. Get it?
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah, another person that, like, thinking, like, in recent rap head history, fucking, I don't know how to pronounce his recent name, DeJorn? I don't know. Like, he used to go by, like...
What's the name?
I remember I battled him a while back. He's like, recent DeJorn. It's like
D-G-J-O-R-N
or some shit. I don't know. He's, like, one of those people I also, like... Yeah. He's one of those people I also, like, satirically beef with, and I think he takes it seriously. It's a little bit funny.
Well, shout out to you too. Bro.
Also, a big shout out to Pierre the Kid. Also, a big shout out to Pierre because he, yeah, I like that dude. He's cool. He goes by Tyus on Raphead. Yeah, he's like one of those people that I like find as a close friend. He's really, really cool.
Really cool. That's really nice. Big props.
Yeah.
Big problem. Alright, I hope you warmed yourself up. Are you ready to spit it out?
Yeah, yeah. Hold up, let me get the song.
Get excited.
Alright, shit, let me get it, like, ready. Hopefully this is good volume, because I'm gonna kill myself if fucking after the thing. It shows up, like, me mumbling over, first. Like, distant background music. I'm gonna play it on Spotify so it's the loudest.
Alright, I'm gonna do this to avoid the empty spaces. Did you guys look on my Instagram for the did you guys see the post that said inside the rap? Your thoughts about it?
Oh yeah, I have it in my saved. Yeah, I have it in my saved.
Oh, what? You had it saved?
Yeah, I have
Why
the post
did you
saved
save
in my,
it?
Like, saved post and shit.
It's not bad.
I don't know.
It wasn't bad.
Alright, hold up. So, yes. So, is this, like, a... Is this on good volume? I gotta replace. Okay, there we go. Okay.
It's alright.
Is this, like, good volume? Is it, like, pretty... Alright. I'm gonna put it on full volume. Yeah, alright, it's on full run. Alright, so this is like one of those songs I also made in 20 minutes, so yeah.
Yep, that's good. Thanks.
Alright. Hey. Hey, don't fuck a nigga that don't fuck with bitches and don't fuck around and get hit in this bitch. And I spark with your mares and I flame this bitch. I got a Drake getting out of my coat. We not finna fight in this bitch. Don't throw no signs, your mind skips slides, bitch. Grabbing your bitch and. Sorry. Business is dead and I'm going to blame. Fuck with niggas that don't fuck with bitches and fuck around me. Bitch, as much as you miss, blaming this bitch. I got my dress getting out of my crew. We not fighting this bitch. Don't throw no slides in me. Just fly this bitch. Maybe you'll be coming with a star with fire and double a whole set where I'm going. All of all me and she not really tame. His miss is dead, no who's gonna blame. And that's basically the end of my
crew. Oh. Nine.
Yeah. So that was I was looking embarrassed for that. Like, I don't.
Don't worry about it. You'll have more chances.
But yeah. 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 I have my song. My friend Rico on that shit. We had made it in Band Lab for like 20 minutes. Yeah, it was on an Instagram call. This shit was low key fun. Cause we looking up Lil Darkie type beats and we were like, yo, we should just hop on a Nobility beat. And he's like, I bet. So we just found this one and we were like literally rapping over the metronome to see like to catch a rhythm. And he's like, yeah, that's nice. Kind of catchy. So and then we just put it on the song.
Yeah, I gotta take a listen to a lot of those beats later.
Yeah. Yeah, I have it on Genius too. The lyrics. I wasn't even reading the Genius lyrics on that. I was just fucking, like, singing it, like, the way I remember.
Well, pop.
Yeah, if you look up on Genius and you look up WTFUSA, it's on its top result.
Yeah, I listened to that song. Back when I learned a lot about the song.
Yeah. Yeah. I admit it, I have it in the annotations real quick, so I'm just like, don't throw no signs, you might just explode this. That line, it's about this, like, I would like to say op, but that sounds so cringy, op, I guess. This kid I had beat up 7 times, I don't know, it's fucking wild. One time he had a fucking knife, and he was, like, throwing gang signs or whatever, so I was thinking, like, hold up, let me just, like, name drop some IRL events into this thing. So then I just did that, and he was just like, yeah, one of those things where I was not really thinking. And also, his man's dead, and who he's gonna blame. Like, a lot of my quote ops, again, that sounds cringy, but, like, people who I guess don't like me. Like, they got dead friends and shit, and people used to joke around saying, yeah, Vertigo killed all the ops and wiped out their entire block. Like, that fucking shit. Yeah, I just always used to find it funny. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, grab me a bitch by our wish and shot. It was one of those things where, pretty sure there's a video of it. Fucking, I kissed my, fucking, like, enemy's girlfriend or whatever. It was funny. But, yeah, it's another one of those songs where it's, like, a lot of it is cap. Yes, a lot of it is cap. I said a fucking 007 when I'm sewing. I do not have guns that are with me other than fucking rifles. But that's basically it. I was, like, mega capping in this song, really. I got Drake's 9 up on my clip. I'm pretty sure Draco's only been taken out of the not with Draco, so yeah, there's that. But yeah, I cap rap a lot, and Yaz called me out for it too. Like in some of my songs, I like mega cap. But it's, you know, it's fun, because I don't think a lot of people take it seriously. Just a 12-year-old rapping, fucking spinning people's blocks. Like, no one's taking that seriously.
Yeah, it's really one of those things. That's a really good thing. I mean, people take it seriously at that point. It's like, they take everything seriously at that point. I mean, like, even just a little rapper, like, give the guy some, you know, space.
If people really think I'm out here spinning the block with the Rolling 60s Crips, you're fucking tripping. Because if there's anything I do not want, is to get fucking arrested. Because, like I'm so young to the point where if I get arrested, it could be one of those things like where, like, fucking Bobby Shmurda, where, like, he kind of fell off and didn't find his flow and shit. Like, just one of those things. I don't want to get fucking arrested, like, type shit. Like, sure. Like, sometimes I fight people, but, like, I don't be shooting and shit. Like, that's just, like you're absolutely tripping out of your mind if you think I, like, kill people.
But you're mature, so I know you're not going to do anything stupid, or at least you won't try to.
Yeah. Because, like, again, it's fucking, like, I'm in middle school, bro. Like, I don't care enough to go up to someone's door with a gun and start spraying them. Like, the fuck? Like, I'd rather just fight someone once and embarrass them than act like I'm like fucking like some big like fucking gangster and I'm gonna go kill people. Like, no. Like, I'm mature enough where I don't think I'm gonna get away with it, even if I did. So, yeah, it's just one of those things. It's just for the raps. And
props for taking the approach. You know, you might be silly, but you are mature.
Yeah, I swear to God, I'm probably gonna get clowned for admitting to cab rapping here.
Well, if it comes to that, then we make a part or some shit. Part two episode. You know, if it comes to that, then. Yeah, that could be really nice. I would love that. I mean, we did it with Next Apollo. I mean, me and Next Apollo did, and you saw how that happened.
Yeah. A lot of the main people that I see saying, like, shit about my lyrics. And again, this isn't throwing shade to anyone. Like, this is not even in Rap Head. This is outside of Rap Head. Like, I'm pretty sure it was in a Discord server. People got mad at me, for, like, I guess cap rapping and shit. And I'm like, wait, bro, what do you expect me to do? Like, you expect me to, like, fucking be like YNW Melly, go kill people, and then get arrested for it? Like, the fuck no. I'm not TK. Like, I know when to admit that I'm capping, because, like, a lot of the times in my songs, sometimes I'm capping, sometimes it's, like, references to real events, just over-exaggerated and shit. Like, oh my God, I remember I put in a song, I put letting your arteries, this ain't no pencil, eh? I was not saying I'm gonna shoot people. Yes, it does seem like that, and yes, I was implying that, but the real life event I was talking about was when I, stabbed a kid in the fucking thigh with a pencil when I was in, like, fifth grade, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, that's, like, one of my examples of the cap rapping and exaggerating it. But that's basically it. Like, when a SoundCloud rapper, like, you know, like, a lot of SoundCloud rap, none of them were living what they were saying. Like, and I remember back in 2018, Lil Pump got, like, a ton of controversy for, like, having, like, prop guns in his videos.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. I'm in a very awkward space, so I'm gonna move on. Just so this can, you know, go. And next time we do this, this will be a lot better, y'all. Because yep, sure. Here's three things. One, I didn't expect him to text me today saying he would do this. I literally, you know what I did? I went on Rap Head just to say, like, who wants an interview? It didn't matter to me who said, you know, yes or no. And then he responded with the exact words, we need too soon, for real. You know, bad grammar, you know. 12-year-old. You know?
Yeah.
So I was surprised. So that's why it's just a little bit out of the ordinary. But next time when I'm, like, fully awake and we do this on a fresh day, then you'll see me, like, more popping. At the same time, Vertigo, vice versa, you have family issues, so I know you're not, you know, all popping out as well. I know you have a lot going on, you know, so I totally get it.
Yeah, it's, like, one of those things where, like, I don't know when I'm able to do shit, because, like, my mom had just been giving me the phone. She's like, all right, go do your interview. And I'm like, I bet. And I wasn't really thinking at the point, like, oh, shit, I can do it right now.
And thank God you did, because, you know, I keep telling people who want interviews, text me when you have opportunities. If you have an hour of your time, you know, just, you know, let me know, because I'm open, you know. I'm open, and I'm here to help and support all kinds of musicians, which is why the show's very successful, because I'm a very nice person. Well, not, I don't want to say nice, but I want to say I'm respectful.
Yeah. And, like, the people that do get offended are just, like, very sensitive, because I think a lot of Rap Head just assumes that everything that is said is said with complete heart, and you just, like, absolutely fucking hate the person. It's like, nah. Like, if I'm just, like, making fun of someone on a thread, it's usually because I'm just finding someone to troll. Like, who was it? What was the rap writer's name? It was Baby Girl Mac, or whatever her name was. Yeah, Baby Girl Mac. She had taken a lot of the shit I said seriously. And I'm like, what? And, like, Big Rest, too, sometimes he takes shit seriously.
Same thing with DR Nova, you know? I couldn't just not joke around with him about DR Nova. It came up in the interview, and we just happened to just say that, you know? He should have been more mature and be like, I don't really give a fuck if you guys make fun of me or not. Like, and we weren't, we were just having fun. Like, what happened to, you know, having fun and, you know, not worrying about anything? What happened to those days, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
In like 2018,
exactly,
Rap Battle 2, when people didn't
like,
really care about what
was said. Like, I miss days like that. Like, I didn't join it in 2018, but, you know, any year of Rap Battle is better than this year, or last year, or 2020.
Yeah.
It was really not. It was really terrible.
2020 was ass Rap Battle. It was not good. Oh, yeah, another big shout out to Mary Darko. I remember we had a call on Instagram, like, a little bit back.
Yes.
Like, we had a good discussion and stuff. I think he's, like, a really genuine artist. Like, he's a person. He doesn't really, like, he doesn't really give a fuck about opinions. Like, I modeled my character to be more like Mary Darko and Yez. Like, I want to make sure I'm not, like, too overconfident and, like, you know, producing good music at the same time. But, like, yeah, those are two artists.
Yeah, Mary Darko,
really,
he's fire.
Like,
I interviewed him.
And
he's
just,
really
very
cool.
Genuine people. Yeah. Like, one of the songs where I just, like, really clicked with his music was, I Love Foreign, that song. I don't know, that song was just really, really good. I'm looking at it like, yo, this is hard as fuck. And then I noticed he was on Rap Ad, and I'm like, damn. And I was like, thinking, because, like, he's a decently big-ass artist. Like, he's, like, hold up. His most recent song, SB129, has 1,000 in, like, a couple days, I'm pretty sure. I Drive My Baby, Now I'm Horny, has fucking 73K. That is, like, really model after the shit he's done, because he, like, started out, decently small. Maybe he's chasing shit.
Props to you. Love.
So, yeah, big shout out to
you. I didn't. You know what I didn't know either? I didn't know you had a manager. Props
yeah.
To that. You actually have a manager. Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah, my homie Andre
really?
Hood. I convinced him to rap too, and now he has a song with 1 million on Spotify. It's like a lot of shit. And he was like, yo, can I be your manager? I was like, yeah. And I'm like, yo, bet. Cause like, I he was literally so funny. Because, he was like high as fuck. I'm pretty sure he was literally so high he was talking to his cabinets. And I was like, yo, freestyle, right now. And he's like, alright, whatever. And then he did it. So we forced him to fucking make a song about fucking JoJo Siwa. And I ended up hopping on it. My verse was ass. And it has 5K on SoundCloud. I mean, not SoundCloud, fucking no, Spotify. And I'm like, oh, shit. And he just, like, started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And now he has 165,000 more. So I'm like, shit. So yeah, a lot of the people like that I know, especially, I've helped a lot. And also my homie Matt98, too. I, like, really, really fuck with him as, like, a person and as an artist. He's not a rap
that's
bad either.
Cool. That's
but he's,
cool.
He's, like, one of those
props,
people that's really, really close to me.
Yeah. Alright, where was I at? Let's talk about the manager. Where was I? Right. I just wanted to say thank you. Firstly, just to say that, and I appreciate you a lot. I'm sorry if this wasn't the interview you were expecting. I'm glad, and I'm looking forward to all of what's coming on the way. I'm looking forward to all that, and you know, hopefully, well, actually, we still keep in touch, so definitely, you know, I'll be on the lookout for any of your new stuff, vice versa. Cool. Now,
yes, sir, sir.
Do you have any last words or advice you'd like to, you know, tell the audience?
Always chase your dreams. Never give up. And yeah, it sounds corny as fuck, but if you genuinely keep chasing shit, you'll eventually achieve it, and you'll be happy with the results. You'll have like a fan base, people who fuck with you. If people don't fuck
with
you right now,
they will.
Very
well said.
But yeah,
that's very well said. You're eating taffy. Oh,
okay. I'm also a little high right now and eating taffies, but yeah.
Oh lord.
Yeah, it's still
so
fucking good.
I should make more jokes. Next time, though, I will. I should have made more jokes. Fuck. But I will next time, I will.
It's alright.
Thank you, everybody out there watching. Make sure you check our Vertigo. He is everywhere, every platform. Search name, by the way, to all the dummies that cannot spell. It's VRTIGOH for all you dumbasses that can't spell or just naturally. So.
Yo, I'm on Apple Music, Kinect Video, Car Speaker, I'm on Spotify, so stream my shit. And yeah.
Streaming. Make sure you check out his SoundCloud. His SoundCloud is the best. He put a new song with the 503 Nobody Ghost, and he has a lot more songs on the way. And God, well.
Yeah, that's the song I reposted. I got like my most recent song I reposted on there. Well, not reposted, like song I actually posted on there, like my music. Stream, off of Percocet. That's my like newest song, and I had
okay,
held
Percocet.
It back for a while,
okay.
And I would just like really
I'll be afraid.
Stream that shit.
Stream Percocet. Stream it, you bitches. Stream it.
Yes, take fucking Zans in first while streaming my music. Nah. Real shit. Kids, don't do drugs.
Oh, God.
You're hearing that from
you
the
sound like a 17-year-old right now. Yeah, for sure.
My voice is just naturally deep, I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely. But y'all, check out all his music. Check out everything. And I'm letting y'all know that he's going to be back very soon. He's going to be back. And we'll have even more to talk about. But on the end note, from me, check out Season 3. It's still going on. Still going strong. We have a lot of things coming up. Get excited and mark your calendars. Mark the calendars. And if you guys didn't get a chance to look on Instagram, and check out a few things. Our podcast got featured on Pandora, so yay. We finally got our podcast on Pandora, so that's really cool. And what was I going to say else? Fuck, what was I going to say? Yes! Inside the Wrap. I'm going to... that's coming in 2023. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is. It's just Inside the Wrap. It's coming in 2023. So... be on the lookout for more details in the future. But that is coming in 2023. Make sure y'all keep submitting your songs in the radio. The radio special is coming soon. I'll post more about it. And yeah, that's pretty much it for me. Thank you guys so much for watching. I hope you guys enjoyed our little interview. And I'll catch you guys next time. And make sure you guys keep checking out Vertigo and keep checking out all musicians because we all need it. We all need support and they all need it. And and they all need to support the most.
I shall look
so
back,
bro. Please, y'all, please. Anyway, I will catch y'all on the flip. Peace, love y'all. And bye.